Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
102.5 The Bone wants to hear from you. Download the free Bone app and click on the open mic feature to give us any critical information you might have. Give a shout out to a first responder or health service worker. Or honestly, if you just want to hear your voice on the radio and say something stupid, it's a weird time and we're all in this together. Send us your thoughts on the Bone app and give us a heads up on where we can get some toilet paper. Thanks. From 102.5 The Bone.
Welcome back. Is that a cough?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Not good. Hopefully you're not down with the sickness. Hopefully you're down on your couch watching Netflix. I can't even look over at her, man. She's so distracting.
Why? I'm just singing along.
Yeah, with your mouth all extra open with your giant dumb horse teeth. Freaking me out. You're more distracting than those signing interpreters on every damn briefing. By the way, DeSantis has some of the most annoying people signing.
Why?
He has like three of them in a rotation. One of them's like a fat guy that just his facial expressions are way too over the top. That's the thing. The people
that do the sign language. I want to see
their faces. I guess that's part of it, right? Like they have to.
Yeah, they read lips, right?
But they exaggerate their emotions.
They have to be very expressive.
Oh God!
Can you do it for me? I know this is bad radio, but I want to laugh.
Okay, say something, and I will sign it.
Today we have to make sure that we adhere to the social distancing. That's not social distancing.
What's in your mouth? I don't think that's supposed to be like that.
Like, it's crazy, right?
It's like you don't have to be loud with your face. It's a sign, right? So if it's a sign is a sign. You don't need to be all crazy with the face.
DeSantis said something like, right now we're trying to get more N95 mask here from from a supplier. And the guy's face looked like he just smelled like all the farts, right? I go, what? Why is that face? And he was like... I'm like, oh God!
It's like he tasted a fart.
Is he eating onions? What is he doing? Like, what the hell are we doing right now? Yeah, yeah. You know, at one point, I swear to God, there was a lady. I was watching the Louisiana governor today because I'm so into the news now with this stuff. I'm watching like other states like their briefings.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to know what they're doing. You know how they're doing. Louisiana looks like they're looking at getting to a peak also, which is good. If they do it at the same time as New York, that'd be actually pretty handy. But I'm watching that, and he had this lady, and she was actually kind of hot. And I swear to God, at one point, she didn't know what she was doing, and she did the Cabbage Patch. Like, she just went to 90s dances. And I was like, well, is that the Cabbage Patch? Like, what is she talking about? He just said, you know, right now, we have our hospitals are at capacity, and then she started doing the Roger Rabbit. It made no sense.
She was excited. She was dancing. That would be so awesome if DeSantis was talking about something COVID-related, and then was like, and now there's been a sting of a child molesters, and we caught them masturbating.
Oh, no.
And they had toys in their...
Oh, come on.
And the signer was like, oh, no.
Yeah, he just grabs a My Buddy doll and starts laying it on the desk next to him. Oh my God. You can't do what you're doing right now. You're going to get in trouble. Oh, Jesus Lord. Well, if you guys are watching Bone TV, in about 15 seconds, you're going to see why Anna gets fired this week. Good
That's
Lord.
That's probably what the signing is for a child molester. You don't think so?
Will you?
I guess it would be the word.
I'm not even. I can't.
Please stop.
I can't.
This isn't funny, man.
It's got to be what it is. Dude, if there's any sign language interpreters out there, if they could sign child molester and then put it on Twitter, I want to know what it looks like. On a Homo Radio.
No, don't.
Do it. I want to see what it looks like. Please, imagine it is what I think it is.
I can't with you anymore. Ooh. So I want to know who asked this question. Does it say who asked Donald Trump this question at the briefing today? Because
it's a reporter.
It's a reporter, but this is the worst journalist ever because we're in a damn coronavirus briefing.
Listen, we have these briefings every goddamn day.
They're important.
Trying to break it up a little bit, you know, get some laughter, some laughs.
Okay, so you would think that they would ask him things that have to do with, I don't know, our country battling the invisible monster. And this is what happened today.
Aside from these briefings, has been a show on Netflix called Tiger King.
Yeah.
And the man who's the star of this is a former zoo owner who's serving a 22-year prison sentence. He's asking you for...
Trump looks very interested. He's like, not as... Okay.
He's happy. He's like, I can make a joke out of this. Okay. It's going to be a good time.
The reporter...
Pardon saying he was unfairly convicted. Your son yesterday jokingly said that, you know, he was going to advocate for it. And I was wondering if you've seen the show and if you have any...
You think this is a plant?
No, it's not a plan. It is. I found out what organization the reporter is with. It's the New York Post.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. They hate him.
Thoughts on pardoning?
The Post? Yeah.
New York Times.
That bad on him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, New York Post is pretty moderate.
Yeah, they're more the right-leaning paper in New York.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought they were the
New
tabloid.
New York Times is.
Washington Post hates him.
Washington Post hates him.
God, I knew it was a Post.
Which son? It must be Don. I had a feeling it was Don. Is that what he said? I don't know. I know nothing about it. He has 22 years for what? What did he do?
He allegedly hired someone to murder an animal rights activist, but he said that he didn't do that. And he was.
You think he didn't do it? Are you on his side?
Are you
recommending
sides,
a pardon?
No, I'm not advocating anything.
As a reporter, you're not allowed to do that. You'd be criticized by these. Would you recommend a pardon?
I'm not weighing in on time.
I don't think you would.
Oh, okay. See, that makes sense because he looked over at like CNN. He's like, oh, they don't think these guys, would you recommend a pardon? Guy's like, I'm not weighing in on a Tiger King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's why Trump was, you know, he was entertaining it because it was one of the reporters he likes. But if it would have been a CNN reporter or something, he'd have been like, hey, you're a horrible journalist. Yeah. Like, what do you think you're doing right now? Yeah.
The end of the clip, he said he'll take a look. He'll take a look at Joe Exotic's case and see what's
right
up.
Now, Cardi B's like, I knew it. I told you I was going to make this happen. Told you, man, Donald Trump, my friend. You know?
I think this is just what the nation needs right now. A little bit of a distraction. You know, they got all their questions in that they needed.
You know what America needs right now? Less COVID-19. Oh, no.
Okay, and one question about the Tiger King isn't going to make a difference. So.
Oh, I'm not mad at it. I just thought the journalist was bad at his job.
I thought it was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay. Why are you making faces at me?
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Can you go back to signing stuff?
Yeah. Just a taste.
Oh, no.
I don't even want to look.
Don't, dude. You don't want to be, because I think I might be like an accessory or something.
Accessory?
Because I laughed at it. And they're going to be like, oh, you laughed at her pedophilia joke. That's funny. And I'm like, I couldn't help it. I don't say
I didn't do it. I'm just laughing.
Yeah,
just
right. Only a matter of time.
Yeah, you pantomimed it.
You start, that's like serial killers. They start with animals and then they move their way up.
Yep. They molest animals first. No, it's proven.
I have not molested an animal. Last year.
To last night? No, look, did you see Don't F with Cats?
No.
He killed cats, then he killed people.
I didn't kill a cat.
You molested it!
I just held it up to see if it had balls.
Yeah. That's what they all say. Yeah. Yeah, that's what Chris Hansen. Yeah, why are you in this house right now with a six-pack of wine coolers and a pack of condoms? I don't do anything. I just wanted to look.
Kill Whitey!
Do some shouts and a winner.
Oh, we got Mother a Trucker at George Jiggy.
Yeah.
He says, I'm out in the darkest part of the country, B-holes. If he wasn't black, I would say that was racist.
Uh-huh.
Anna and her roommate trying to find out who's the boy. The boy is the one without the fish smell. Happy birthday
Gross.
To Paige Ryan's little princess.
I don't think she's listening.
Yeah, she's listening.
Better not be.
And with a good GIF. I don't know what this is from, but...
GIF. Is it Russian or Czechoslovakian?
Yeah, I don't know what the language that is. It's weird.
Very strange. He's on drugs. Yeah, he's on drugs.
Yeah, he's messed up in the brain.
Yeah, it's fine.
We got Tony Lindell checking in. He said Johnny and Jameis needs to return to explain this one. I'll be over here listening with Jessica Stardust videos muted in the background.
Yeah.
And he's referring to the Jameis saying that he's it's kudos getting replaced by Tom Brady. Kudos to him.
So yeah.
Maybe you have to bring it back.
Very weird. Very, very weird. And our winner.
Your winner tonight. You have a message.
I do. Thank you.
Is AJ Dolashow.
Yeah, you.
What?
Yeah, you.
You.
Shut up.
4 months into the future, the quarantine is on alluring neighborhood cats to their new to get their balls checked with a gif of Anna throwing seed to cats. Bunch of cats.
Or a cat throwing seed to her, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, lady. Yeah. In it.
From the bull.
Congratulations. You will be pinned to the top of the Johnny B Show Twitter page for the next 24 hours or so. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brace yourselves, because now you don't have to Google what all the internet holidays are. Tomorrow, we will find them for you with this sounder.
All right, listen up, Jews.
What?
It's the start of Passover tonight. I hope you guys had a good Seder. I'm getting...
A what?
Seder?
Seder's when they burn all of the things from the thing, right?
Hit the sounder, please.
Hanukkah, you dumbass.
What? Hit the sounder.
What sounder?
You know what I'm talking about.
Get a life.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, my bad.
Get a life.
Totally forgot.
Jews.
Forgot we had that. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's when you have like a big meal, the matzah and the haroset.
Today?
And, yeah.
Get a life, Jews.
So happy Chag Sameach.
But you can't get with a bunch of people, though, right? You have to practice your social distancing.
Yes.
What would you say to Jewish people gathering today and tomorrow?
Get a life, Jews.
I think that's exactly what I would say.
Can you do the prayer, Anna?
Yeah.
The Seder prayer?
Ooh, do it.
I think there's a few.
Yeah.
I know it.
I know it.
I could do it over the bread. I can do it over the bread.
Matzah.
I don't think you're supposed to have bread, though. God damn it, because it's Passover.
Get a life, Jews.
I could do it over the wine, if you want. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, porei peri hagafen. Amen. And then I think I can also do it over the candles. I think
get
I might remember.
Get a life, Jews.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam.
Wow.
Sure.
Oh, did you curse?
Get a life, Jews.
I can do it over the bread, but you're not supposed to do it because it's Passover. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. You like that?
Get a life, Jews.
Nice.
Get a life, Jews.
That's clip of the day.
What
it's
else?
National Chinese Almond Cookie Day. No, it ain't, bitch!
Bad timing.
Sorry.
Are there any bats in those cookies?
I mean to be, like, you know, not racist, but nationalist.
China.
It is, that's a dumb one. National Alcohol Screening Day. No, it ain't. Drink up, bitch.
Yeah, man. Let's
get drunk. You ain't driving nowhere. It's National Gin and Tonic Day. The worst. Gin is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste. I hated it, but now I'm starting to get a little taste.
I don't like it, dude. It's like you're drinking like 87 proof.
It has to be a decent gin.
Nah.
You can't get well gin.
It's nasty.
I drank a half bottle of peanut butter whiskey a couple days ago.
I hate that stuff.
That stuff's so good.
I hate it.
Rich.
Just over ice, man. So good. So perfect. Yum, yum.
Booze isn't supposed to taste good.
That's why I love it. It's
But it's not supposed to.
I know, but it's good. It's yummy, and it gets you drunky. Yummy drunky.
National Chicken Little Awareness Day.
What does that mean?
Little chicken news.
Chicken Little, the sky is falling.
Yeah, it's weird. There's a picture of a big brown cock on here, though.
I'm sorry? You're on the wrong website.
No. It's a big fat cock.
You're on my.
It's part black and a
little
bit.
You're on my first wife's clips for sale.
It's black and it has a little red tip on its head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big cock.
Oh man, that's great.
Bruce Brewster.
Yep.
You know.
Hey, look, if you're still here at the end of this week, you never have to worry about a job. You're good.
Whatever.
Teflon Anna.
Come at me.
Teflana. That's your name?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it ain't, dude.
Yeah, man.
The giant Teflon stuff sticks to me.
Nope.
Yes, it does.
Nah, man.
Listen to PSAs. National Name Yourself Day. If you could name yourself, what would it be? What name have you always liked that you wish it was your name?
Johnny B's pretty good.
You suck. Will, what name would you give
if
you?
If I could give myself a different name?
I learned a few years ago that Will is, of course, short for William, yeah, which is my name, but also Liam is short for William.
Ooh.
I wish I would have went with Liam instead of Will.
Yeah, that's way better.
Liam's good.
Sexy.
Zane is actually derived from Johnny or John, so I think Zane's a great name. That's why I named him that. I named him after me, but not after me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I kind of like my name, too.
No, your name's garbage.
What?
Nobody can pronounce it. It's spelled the wrong way.
But it's unique, though, right? Like, it's different.
Not even a little bit. It's stupid. It's Russian, and you're not. It's garbage.
But
it's garbage. Your parents effed up. People make mistakes. They make mistakes. There's nothing you can do about it now except for go to the courthouse, spend a couple $100 and get it fixed.
Well, what should I change it to?
Anything but that. Anything. Anything. Ooh, what would you name this thing?
if I had to give Anna a name,
yeah,
it would have to be like Tina. Something tiny, petite, Tina.
Yeah.
No, not.
Ooh, Elaine.
No.
Yeah, your name's Elaine Hummel.
No, I want to be like
Lexi.
Like Ariana or Ariel.
How about Ari Noah? Well, yeah, the show was going fine. I had to jack it
give
up.
Give her the
ass.
Get a Life juice and let's get out of here.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, everybody. Stay woke is up next. Have a wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow.
Get a Life juice.
It's the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.